This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that decline in tuberculosis incidence is an outcome of India's dedicated and innovative efforts. Commending the country's progress, Mr. Modi said in a social media post that through a collective spirit, the government will keep working towards a TB-free India. He added that the government remains steadfast in commitment to creating a TB-free India. According to the World Health Organization, WHO, India has recorded a decline of 17.7% in TB incidence from 2015 to 2023. This rate is more than double the global decline of 8.3%. In the Kashmir Valley, at least six civilians sustained injuries in a grenade explosion at Sunday Market outside the office of Akashvani Srinagar this afternoon. As per reports, suspected terrorists lobbed a grenade at security forces' vehicle at TRC crossing, which missed the intended target and exploded on road, causing injuries to at least six civilians. Meanwhile, police have cordoned off the area and launched a massive search operation to nab the attackers responsible for the terror crimes. Further details are awaited. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar reached Brisbane today on a six-day visit to Australia and Singapore. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will inaugurate India's fourth consulate in Australia and Brisbane. He will also co-chair the 15th Foreign Minister's Framework Dialogue with his Australian counterpart Penny Wong in Canberra. Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said that the centre is committed to construct the Shabri Railway line as per the original alignment from Angamali to Erimeli. He was addressing a function at Thrissur Railway Station this afternoon. He said the centre will soon send a format to the Kerala government in connection with the project, and after filling up of the format, it will be taken forward. Referring to the high-speed K-Rail project mooted by the Kerala government, the minister said if the environmental issues relating to the project are addressed expeditiously, it can also be taken up. In Kerala, Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi and leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, resumed yet another round of campaigning in the Wayanad parliamentary constituency today. Meanwhile, Left Democratic Front's candidate Satyan Mokkeri focused his efforts in the Tiruvambadi area, and NDA's Navya Haridas was engaged in a door-to-door campaign across various panchayats in Kalpeta. The 16th meeting of the Conference of the Parties COP16 to the Convention on Biological Diversity concluded in Cali, Colombia, with a landmark acknowledgement of indigenous and Afro-descendant communities' essential role in protecting biodiversity. COP16 President Susana Mohammed and Colombian Foreign Minister Luis Gilberto Murillo hailed the decision. With the theme Peace with Nature, COP16 achieved several major outcomes, including a global agreement to identify and protect ecologically vital marine areas in international waters and the creation of a global fund for resources derived from digital genetic sequences. Colombia will hold the COP16 presidency until Armenia hosts the conference in 2026. Israel's special forces have captured a senior Hezbollah operative during an amphibious raid in northern Lebanon. Members of Israel's elite Shaitet 13 conducted the operation in Batroun, approximately 30 kilometers north of Beirut. The operative, identified by Israeli sources as Imad Ahmad Amhaz, who allegedly oversees Hezbollah's naval operations, was successfully transported back to Israeli territory. India's Malvika Bansal stormed into the final of the Hyder Open badminton tournament's women's singles competition. She will face Denmark's 7-seed Mia Blichfeldt and Saarlandhal, Germany, in the title clash later today. In cricket, New Zealand defeated India by 25 runs in the Mumbai Test, clinching the 3-0 series. Chasing a target of 147 runs in the second innings, India crumbled to 121 all out at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.